من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فان خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير العهد هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الامور محدثاتها وكل محدثه بدعه وكل بدعه ضلال وكل ضلاله في النار اما بعد ايها الاخوه والاخوات في الله السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. We have concluded the book of Al-Qisas, and I want to encourage everyone of us to go through the ahadith that we took under this topic, that is Al-Qisas. Inshallah, we are going to look at another topic or at another book in the book Ramdat al-Ahkam, and that is Kitab al-Hudud, the book of Al-Hudud. Al-Hudud is a plural of Had, and Had in the Arabic language means a limit. So when the word had used in the Sharia, it may mean a limit. That is, this is the limit. And at times, it may mean something that is expected of one to do. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Wa tilka hududullah," these are the limits of Allah. So at times Allah will use this when he's talking about things that are haram, and at times he will use this when he's talking about things that are watch or so. So it is the context that will give us the meaning of haji. So when the haji is used in the Sharia, at times the meaning was punishment. But in this book, when we say Kitab al-Hudud, the book of punishment, this is what it means as far as the topic is concerned. عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال قدم ناس من عقل أو أرينا فاشتروا المدينة فأمر لهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بلقاح وأمرهم أن يشربوا من أبوالها وأربانها فانطلقوا فلما صحوا قتلوا راعي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وساقوا النعم فجاء القبر في أول النهار فبعث في آثاره فلما ارتفع النهار جاء بهم فأمر بهم فقطعت أيديهم وأرجلها وسمرت أعينهم وتركوا في الحرة يتسقون فلا يسقون. قال أبو قلابة فهؤلاء سرقوا وقتلوا وكفروا بعد إيمانهم وحاربوا الله ورسوله أخرجه الجماعة. The author commenced the book of Hudud with this hadith of Anas رضي الله عنه. he had these gold doors, cutting my nails from in the open. Some people from Roku, they came, Awo Ureina, or Ureina. And one report it was said, these people came from both Roku and Ureina. Three people from Roku and four people from Ureina, they came to Medina and they said that they embraced Islam. They came to Medina and they embraced Islam. Four people from Ureina and three people from Urfa. They were in Medina. Fashka were in Medina and they considered Medina to be Jawa. That is something of what Musiba today. When somebody says Ishtawait is Badat in the Arabic language, this means I ate it. Living or staying in this land, despite the fact that what things were easy for me in it. So this is what the name of Ishtiwa. So Fashtawa in Medina, they considered Medina to be a place that they would not like to watch. So say, they by the fact that what things were easy. In another report, Fashtawkhamu and Medina. Medina was not agreeable with them. It was not, they were not comfortable with Medina. Why? Because they had a kind of fever and their stomach was swollen and things like that. فأمر لهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بلقاح. The Prophet of Allah ordered that they should be taken to some liqah. Liqah is the surah of Likhatun. And Likhatun means a meek camel. That is a camel that can produce meek. So they call such a camel Likha. The surah is Likah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered that they should be taken to some camels. وَأَمَرَهُمْ أَنْ يَشْرَبُوا مِنْ أَبْوَالِهَا وَأَلْبَانِهَا. And he ordered that they should drink from the urine and the milk of those camels. From Taraku, so those people, they left. فَلَمَّا صَحُوا. When they took the urine and the milk of these camels, and they became healthy. قَتَلُوا رَعِيَ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. They killed the shepherd that was in charge of these camels, was Sam, and they drove away the Na'am, the camels. And Na'am, the Torah is what? An Am. Returning to us, camels and the like. So Wasaqun Na'am, they drove away the camels. فَجَاءَ الْخَبَرْ فِي أَوَّلِ النَّهَارِ. It was before afternoon that information came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَبَعَثَ فِي آثَارِهِمْ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent after them. In one report, he sent about something youth from the youth of Medina, led by a koi. We have talked about a koi. It's somebody who can chase or know the chases of people. The way they work, if he looks at two persons, he can tell you the relationship between them. This is a gift. from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So notably they are called Al-Qaqa, the plural of what? Qa'i. So Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one report sent a Qa'i with them, another report is sent from Qaqa with them. فَلَمَّا رَتَفَعَ النَّهَارِ During the day, he abim, they were brought back to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَمَرَ بِهِمْ فَقُتِعَتْ أَيْدِهِمْ The Messenger of Allah ordered that their hands should be cut off. وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ Their legs should be cut off. مِنْ خِلَافٍ From the opposite side. That if they cut one hand, if they cut the right hand, they cut the left leg. Of each one of them, no, we said they were what? They were about eight or so. So, five from Reina, maybe three from Ophir. There are no unanimity about their number, but in some reports, it was said that they were seven, sorry. So four from Reina and three from Ophir. So they were brought. And their hands, their legs were cut off from the opposite side. وَسُمِّرَتْ أَعْيُنُهُ And their eyes were also pierced with nails. In another report, these nails were labeled a fire. And they were made to be hot, and they used it to what? They applied on their eyes. I think what they are applying cotton. What were they put in harrat? And they were left in harra in al-harra. This is a place in Medina. Which was full of black stones. So they call it Al-Harra. They were let there. Yet the stone asked people to give them water. Fala is cold. And people will not give them water. Another report is from Abu Dawud. Some of them, they were licking the sand. Because of what? The punishment. Call Abu Qilaba. Abu Qilaba said, don't be surprised at this punishment. That this punishment for A'ulahi, he said these people, Tarako, they stole. What did they steal? They stole the camels. And what we call stealing is what? Whatever is taken from a safe place. Somebody keeps it wet in a safe place and a person goes there and takes it. This is what is known as tariqa. If you snatch that thing away from that person's hand, that is not considered what tariqa. That is known as what? Al-intishal. If you forcefully take it from that person, that is known as what? Al-intishal. Al-ghasl. So they have what different rules in Islam. But when somebody keeps something in a safe place, one man goes tiltily and takes that thing, without the knowledge of that person, this is known as what? As Farqa. And the ruling is that what? As Farqa wa Farqa, Farqa'u Aydiya Uman. So if somebody has stolen, and what he has stolen is up to Nisar. And the Nisar is what? As we shall read, is that what? La Qab'an illa firomu dinar in Fasa'ila. There is no cutting of somebody's hand because the person has stolen, except if what they are stolen is up to what? Rubu dinar and above. So anything less than what? Rubu dinar is not something that what somebody's hand will be cut. So Allah is Saraku, these people they stole, wa qatalu and they killed. They killed what? They killed the Ra'i, the shepherd. In other reports, They killed more than what? One shepherd. And Solomon said, this is the way they killed the royal. They killed the royal this way. By using something to what? To burn his heart. And Allah said what? Of the thou so ye are king, then he has to be there. It is fit for that. So what is done is what they are recompensed with. So before somebody says this punishment is too much, you should also know the type of what offense that what they committed. Not only that what they stole, they also they killed the Ra'i in a very bad way. So, and that was why they were killed that way. Almost if it is just one Ra'i, if it is one Ra'i, one shepherd. In Islam, eight people, they come together to commit an offense against somebody. They will be treated as what? One body, all of them. If all of them kill the soul, their soul will be taken back. Because there is no way they can what? They can pay for that. And that's why it was said that Umar of Allah knew about eight people or so. They killed a man from Yemen. And Umar of Allah knew ordered that the eight people should be killed. And he said, Law Tamala alayhi al Yemen, if all the people of Yemen were to collaborate to kill this man, La Kotarjum Jamiya, I would order them that what they should be killed of. So what if it is one Ra'i that is huge, the recompense is that what they should all be killed. So now talk that what in some reports there were more than one Ra'i. Not only that, وَكَفَرْ مُبَادَ إِمَانِهِمْ, and they will believe after their iman, because they entered Islam. And the punishment of somebody who commits a riddha is that the person should be killed. In an Islamic society, somebody says, I'm no more practicing Islam. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَنْ بَجَّلَ دِينَهُ فَقْتُلُوهُ, whoever apostatizes, have him killed. Don't forget, we are talking about what? Hadith. This is not in the hand of every Tom, Dick, and Harry. This is in the hand of what? The Islamic government. This is what in the hand of Islamic government. And that was why in Sahih Bukhari, they brought a hadith of somebody who embraced Islam, later he apostatized to Judaism. He was a Jew. He embraced Islam, but later he went back to what? Judaism. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari and Mu'adh bin Jabal, both of them were in Yemen, and this happened in Yemen. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari of Allah, and he was telling Mu'adh bin Jabal that what? He went visiting him because he was in charge of the part of Yemen, the other was in charge of the other part. So when he went visiting him, he met the case of this man. And he said, I will not disembark from this camel until you have this man executed. This is the qada of Allah and his messenger concerning the one who apostatized. How this is clear. So the one who apostatized, the ruling is that what? He should be killed. The one who has not embraced Islam, a kafir, la ikrah fi din. You don't force somebody to embrace Islam. But once somebody embraces Islam, he can't go out of it. Now don't be surprised at things like this. This is the religion of the creator of mankind. The creator of what? The universe. In some of the secret courts that people watch, people put themselves, when you go out of it, you know what they do. Over some of these organizations or some of these bodies in the world, when somebody goes out of them, they watch, they'll be running after that person. Because they believe that what? A word reveals their secrets to people, which could lead to what? Which could affect their performance. In the case of Islam, it's not because the person is going to reveal the secret of Islam. There is no secret. But the issue is that what? That person watch try to poison the mind of a lot of people who watch. Which is reason. No, not to watch, not to cause fitna for people. Such a person in an Islamic society will be executed. Because this is allowed to go on, to carry on, what will be watch is that it will be causing fitna. So these people come from Ubala in my view. They also committed ridda. Wa haramu Allah wa Rasulah. And they declared war against Allah and His Messenger. They declared war against Allah and His Messenger. Look at what they said, the Prophet of Allah, Salam, back with. You were sick, and you were treated, you became heavy. The next thing that was for you to steal, and also was to drive away the camels, and to also kill the shepherd. So these people they watch, they committed serious offense. It was on this that إِنَّمَا جَزَاءُ الَّذِينَ يُحَارِبُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا أَنْ يُقَتَّلُوا أَوْ يُصَلَّبُوا أَوْ تُقَطَّعَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَأَرْجُلُهُمْ مِنْ خِلَافٍ أَوْ يُنْفَوْا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ ذَلِكَ لَهُمْ خِزْيٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَلَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ مُقِيمٌ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تَقْدِرُوا عَلَيْهِمْ فَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this verse that the recompense of those who commit muharaba, who commit muharaba, who wage war against Allah and His Messenger, وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا, and they are also committing mischief, they are making mischief on the surface of the earth. Their jaza, their recompense is about أَنْيُقَتَّلُ, they should be killed in a very severe way. Allah did not say and yuqtali. He said what and yuqtali. And that's why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when people were brought, what did he do? He used what? Nails. After it has been picked, they used it to watch, to rub their eyes, and they became what? They lost their sight. Likewise, they were tortured seriously till what? They died. To the extent that what? Some of them were asking for water, and they did not, they were not given water to drink, and they were using their mouth to rub the sand, looking for something to eat. This is what? Because Allah says, can you qatal? For somebody who is doing muharaba, any person that is doing muharaba, highway robbery also falls under this. So there is difference between somebody who is what? A highway robber and a thief. A thief just takes something guilty, in a safe place. His own is that what if what they are stolen is up to the source, it can't be shut up. That is up to the rich. But in the case of a muharib, this is somebody who is what willing people on the road. If he kills people, he should what? He should be killed in a way that is severe. If he doesn't kill people, he only takes their property, That means his hand was to be shot off. إنما جزاء الذين يحاربون الله ورسوله ويفعلون في الأرض فسادا أن يقتلوا أو يصلبوا. So these two, if they are also killing people, if they are caught, they should be killed. فجزاء سيئة سيئة مثلها أو تقطع أيديهم وأرجلهم من خلاف. When they are killing, they are taking people's sweat. This is the only thing they are doing. They are not killing people. They are seeking muharaba. They are waging war against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger. So in a situation like this, their arms should be shot off and their legs. How will you fall in a charge? If they do not take anything from people, they are only causing a kind of watch, a kind of insecurity for them. They will not kill them, they will not take their work, but they will cause insecurity for them on the surface of the earth. In a situation like this, people, they should watch. They should be banned from the land by being watched, by imprisoning them. How is this clear? Scholars of Tafsir, they say, how that Allah is this year. It's not that what Allah is giving them that you can do this, you can do this. That the more correct view on this is that what? It depends on the gravity of the offense committed by the highway robber. If his offenses get to the level of killing people, then he should be killed. If he's only taking the people's word, then his hand should be shot on. That means he's what? The will of Farakon is being carried out on such a person. But if it's just to terrorize the people, just to terrify them, it's not that they are taking their word. In a situation like this, they should be banished. They should be imprisoned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ذَلِكَ لَوْخِزْيُنْ فِي الدُّنْيَا. This is what khizyun for them, a disgrace for them in this world. If they do not want to repent, if they do not repent, and there will be a great punishment for them on the day of Qiyamah if they do not repent. Don't forget, we said any person who commits an offense and the person is punished in this world, that will be kafara for his what? For his punishment. Someone who commits any of the offenses, but warrant punishment. If the person is punished in this world, that will be a kafara. Except for somebody who commits kufr. Somebody who apostatizes. Who apostatizes and is killed. The killing does not serve as what? Kafara for him. Because he dies as what? An unbeliever. Obviously. But why was he killed? He was killed because of what? The problem that he caused for people on the surface of the earth. For a guy that what? As a disbeliever. But somebody who's committing dinner, or somebody who's committing theft, and so on and so forth, and the person is caught and is punished, the punishment is served as what? Kafara for him, as we shall read in some of the hadith of the Prophet of Allah concerning those who committed some offenses or some crimes and they were punished. So the one who killed the soul and he killed back, that was what? The kafara for such a person as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that is what khizyun is. Khizyun for them is great in this world. And on the day of Qiyamah, there will be adabun adim for them when they will not repent. إِلَّا الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تَتْبُرُ عَلَيْهِ. The one who is being muharaba against Allah, but repents before his court. Such a person, Allah said what? فَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Know that Allah is what? غَفُورٌ. Allah is all forgiving is what? Forgiving is also mercy. And that's why whatever sin someone may have been committing, if the person don't power, Allah is very good to forgive. Who the one who is being kufu? The one who is being kufu? If you repent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to watch to forgive him. The Prophet of Allah told him, somebody asked him, and the person said, O Messenger of Allah, tell me about somebody who has done this before Islam. The Prophet of Allah said in one report that at Islam, يَحَذِينُ مَا قَبْلَ. Islam destroys the evil that one has done before. In another report, the Prophet of Allah, somebody asked him that, are we going to be punished for what we do before we embrace Islam? The Messenger of Allah said, but after of Islam, whoever embraced Islam and does righteous deeds, lam yu'akhad in awwal, he will not be punished for what the sin that he commits before embracing Islam. Woman as far as in Islam, whoever embraced Islam, he now goes back to Kufu. He said what? He said, Ukhida bin awwal wal akhir. He will be punished for the sin that he committed before embracing Islam, then the one that he also committed after he had embraced Islam and what? Went back to Kufu again. And that was somebody who has done a lot of evil in the past. The person that embraces Islam, it's like the person is opening a new lease of life. Unless if there are property or rights of people with him, that is what return by those rights. But he has committed some sin before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ready to forgive him. And that's why somebody asks, somebody who is eating liver, huh? I'll give you an example. He has got a lot of work for this. He has decided to embrace Islam. What are we going to say concerning the work that he has gathered from river? The scholars said that Islam Ibn Taymiyyah of Allah Ta'ala has read it extensively. He said the money belongs to him because at Islam he had been marked. What about the Muslim who has been moving this way, eating river, committing dinner, so on and so forth? Now, with respect to dinner, if you repent, Allah will forgive him. What about the river? Here, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala has two positions. In one report, he said he should give back those that want to have taken river from them. He should give them their way. Another report said, well, this may hinder one from what? Repenting. Because somebody who has connected river, a lot of river, in that sense, I want to repent. But he knows that if he returns this money, maybe he will not have anything to eat anymore. This may hinder him from what? Repenting. He shared in another report, or in another fatwa of him, he said he should carry on. As long as what he has repented, that he will not go back to river again. Because if we should make this as a condition, that person may not watch, may not repent. He will continue to say, if I repent, that means I will lose all this property. But it depends on the situation of that person. If he knows that what he can return the loss, he should return the loss. I keep this one. That is what can be sustained with this to be Allahu A'lam, the most correct opinion on this matter. But if the person in the country, in case of what? It's clear because at Islam, Yahdimu, Ma'akam. Likewise, the person who commits sin, we said, if it's forgiven because he has repented, if it's forgiven of sinner, but what? There is an issue, or there are issues between him and the person that he has fornicated or committed adultery with. This negotiation of his calling is said, the sin of Zina will be forgiven if he does powder. But the charge or the issue between and that person will remain what? Our love is Zina. And they cannot inherit him. They can only inherit the mother. This is if the person is a Muslim. But if the person is a Kafir, if the person is a Kafir, he has had what? Children outside wedlock. These children will be ascribed to that person when he embraced Islam. All this is clear. Because the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never told the companions who had illegitimate children in Jahiliya. He never told them that what their children cannot or could not inherit them. But if people have embraced Islam, they were Muslims, they now fall into this error. This is what the scholars are talking about. That the children of the Allah is Zina. Allah may forgive him for the Zina that he has committed since he has done Tawbah. But the children will not be ascribed to him, rather than ascribed to the woman. However, Sheikh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, rahmahullah ta'ala, argued extensively that those children will still be ascribed to him because if the children are not ascribed to him, will make the children fatherless. So, and this will not be justice for the children. As long as the woman that the man has slept with is not another man's wife, so we cannot deny the children the parenthood of the father. But what the majority of the scholars are upon is the fourth position, and this is what in the fatwa of most of the scholars, that while the zina cannot inherit the biological father. Why? Because the biological father is not the legitimate father. This is what majority of the scholars are upon. Based on the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, man ahara bi amatin aw hurratin fal waladu walad zina. Whoever commits zina with a slave girl or a freeborn, on walad zina, the charge or the issue is walad zina. The liar is, he cannot inherit the father walayu, and the father cannot inherit him. For this hadith, a lot of scholars have authenticated the hadith. So what we are saying in essence is that what Allah said, الَّذِينَ تَابُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تَجْرُوا عَلَيْهِمْ, except those who repent before you get them. So if they repent before you get them, then in that case, there is no room for punishing them because they have repented before you get hold of them. What about things that they destroyed? The people that they killed? In a situation like this, a lot of foreign families will be taken to the family of those who are killed. If they say they pardon them, then they pardon them. If they don't want to collect DIA for that, then they will collect DIA. It depends on whatever DIA situation. But for the authority to say they want to treat them as what? As Muharaba, that is the ruling of Muharaba, this Allah says, إِلَّا لِلْتَكَابُ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ تَكْبِرُ عَلَيْهِمْ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. So the one who has been doing Muharaba, and after he's caught, now says what? He repents. He says he repents after he has been caught. Such a person should not be left. He should be dealt with. Never to serve as what? Deterrent for those after him. So, these people, they were treated the way they were treated. Their hands cut, their leg cut from the opposite side, and their eyes were also pierced. It was the nails were used as coping for them, hot nails, in order to treat them the way they treated the shepherd. And they were left groaning in this pain until, to the effect that what they were asking for water, and nobody gave them water, and they died in that situation. So this is what the jaza of the offense that they committed. And this is portrayed by this ayah of Suratul Ma'idah. So the author brought this as the first example of al-hudud in Islam. Now, apart from the meaning of hudud, we have the hadith that was drawn from the urine. We have the hadith stating that what they drank from the urine and the milk of the camels. So this led some scholars to say that what urine of any animal that we can consume, the urine is what? It's not magic. The urine is something that is pure. So if the urine of a goat or sheep or a cow or a camel, if the urine falls on our garment, the garment is still what? It's still clean. Because for it to be an impurity, the Messenger of Allah wouldn't have said what? Wouldn't have said good people should drink from it. That shows that what urine is what? As for the urine of mankind, we know this is what? Magic. So somebody tells you that what you drink your urine, as some people recommend, some of the local whatever, they recommend it, that if you drink your urine, it cures a lot of disease. Even if it cures a lot of disease, this is what? It's haram, because it is what? It is filthy. It is an impurity in Islam, so one cannot take it. So the same thing is applicable to intoxicants. We cannot take intoxicants only if we want to use it to cure something. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Inna alayka bidawa'in ma yada." Intoxicants is not a medication, it is an ailment. When the Messenger of Allah ﷺ said this, it was not that what when somebody takes intoxicants that he will not cure something in his body. But the Messenger of Allah was referring to the spiritual ailment, not the physical one. They use it to drive away coldness and the like when you take it. But the spiritual ailment that it will cause, this cannot be driven away. And that's why I said what? It is that, it is not dawa. And that's why it is haram for us to apply something that Allah has forbidden as an education. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah ta'ala in his Majmu' al-Fatawa explained this a lot. Inshallah, we'll stop here. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Subhanaka allahumma wa bihamdik ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله أجمعين وبارك. نحن نفكر في السؤال. My friend in the past, he told us about the case of one of our brothers who had a kind of ailment. We think we have notified for contributions that we have made towards the treatment of this brother. However, it's an ongoing thing. I feel like the treatment is still there, the brother will still need money to buy the drugs that he will be using to take care of himself. So we appeal to us once more that we should donate our house to the cost of this brother, still in hospital, and he still needs the drugs. I can't believe that brother, the doctor who is treating him is one of us, knows about the situation. very well, and if you want to be giving us the situation report concerning the program, whatever we have, let's relate it to the cost of the shipping of this brother. And let us not forget that whatever we give is actually for us. Not that we are losing anything. Last one was another thing, I'm not going to be. We are two people who be credit to you in the world. That is why you give to yourself. You, that if you are asking for community money, you are asking for community money to yourself, you are not giving it to the brother. Now the first question that you have here, I think we should talk about the issue of contribution. Related to what I just said. The question asking you about, like, the best thing you can advise from you that came this person or there was this person came to the mosque and gave a story about himself that he was giving a job and during the crisis he was affected. He was not to be Muslim before. And he accepted the plan, but only the boss crisis, they attacked him, they bought the property, they cleared the family members, and so on and so forth. Now, he's in Lagos, he came to the mosque to solicit for help from the Muslims. So, and then he needed about 250,000 to settle down. So, he contributed for the money, like about 111,000 naira. But shortly after that, he found the same person in the church, you know, narrating the same story that he was religious, that he was a Muslim or something like that before he became a Christian and Muslim assassin and so on and so forth. So the brother is now asking that what should he do? They have actually not given the money to him, the one I left out now, they are not giving it to him. So what should he do in this situation? Are they going to give him back the money or what are they going to do?
And all the issues clear that it is not permissible to give such a policy the nation's baggage. If the story that the brother has told is authentic, it's a new story, then such a brother should not, or such a man should not be given the donation. So they give him the donation, they are 15 cups. Unless if the person who has narrated the story is not sure of the person that he found or is seen in the church. But if the same person is given him a 15 their own cups from that person.
And this one has a precise. And she became, according to the law of Islam. Okay, now we know that some actions, if a person is found committing a particular, he found presenting himself in a particular thing in Islam, such as visiting his sister and believing what the person has said. In the Sacrament of Israel, according to Jeremy, and we have spoken with the person that this, what you are doing is not permissible. We're giving him all the evidences from the Quran and the Sunnah. What should be done to touch the person? If this is an Islamic thing, you need to feel like an apostate.
Now, the notion of someone who needs to be there. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, whoever visits a sister. But the Prophet doesn't believe in what the sister has said. The Prophet is going to have the reward of his Salah for 40 days rejected. Christ said, and he asked to pray. He doesn't pray, committing another offense. But one who consults a soothsayer and believes in what the soothsayer says, such a person as he believes indeed in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, concerning the implementation of punishment, as far as Islam is concerned, this is not in the hand of every convict and carry. This is the hand of the authority. This is the hand in the hand of the authority. So not every convict and carry will say, okay, this person has committed sinner, so we mean that he should be told to death. This one has committed theft, we mean that one he should, his hand should be shot off. This is not in the hand of every convict and carry. If we have an Islamic society, for Ahlan wa Salah, it is the authority that will carry out the penalty. But if you are not in an Islamic society, then you need that. The case is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the person repents before he's dead, perhaps Allah will forgive him. But if he dies in a situation like that, such a person has a very difficult case to answer before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if the person dies a kafir, like the one who is believing in what the soothsayer says, or the person is full of practicing the soothsayer himself, such a person should know that what? On the day of Qiyamah, he has no any reward to be given to him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But for us to be zealous, to carry out a punishment, this is not in the hand of any person except the authority. Whoever is doing that, such a person is taking the law into his hand. So this should be what should be taken note of. Wallahu a'lam.
If someone who can be like Mr. Wallah in Islam, but he works in the bank, we will hope that the money he gathers from the bank will be used, from where he works, will be used to take up another business. Okay?
It is not okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has threatened those who be believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to man ja'ahu wa ridat min rabbi fata'a falahu ma salah. So whoever gets an admonition for his Lord, from his Lord, and goes away from riba, falahu ma salah, the one that they have got, taken before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa ridat wa amru min Allah, and it appears is with Allah. For man Adam, whoever goes back for life and Abna, these are the enemies of hell, both you are quality. And you are they will dwell in peace either forever or for a longer period. So this is what Allah says about those who consume river. And the Prophet Allah the one who takes the river and the one who gives people river to eat. Huh? The one who loans people with river, the one who gives somebody, who enables somebody to eat the river. Huh? So this will be applicable to a lot of those who keep money with the river people. Unless if you're keeping money with the river people, it's out of necessity. If it is not out of necessity, then the Messenger of Allah said, the whole thing fit me for one. They are all equal in terms of what? Sin. You know, necessity they push one to get low with interest. Necessity. They push one to get low with interest. Say for somebody who died of hunger, no food to eat. The only person you see is the one who says, I will loan you with interest. Instead of dying of hunger, you can get this loan. It is the person who has given him that loan with interest that is simple. But there is no condition, there is no necessity that can push one to give somebody loan with interest. It is haram forever. I'm in need of money, that's why I'm giving people loan with interest. No. There is no condition that can push one to that. But there may be a condition that what? That will push one to what? to ask for loan with interest, and that condition was a necessity. I want to expand my business by necessity. No. Somebody is dying of hunger, necessity. Somebody is seriously sick and they want to watch, they want to take care of that person, and there is no way they can get money except with what? With loan with interest, necessity. But a lot of people who take loan today is what? To expand my business. So that they are won't impede me, come up. So that's why you keep money in the bank, necessity. And then keeping the money in the bank is what? As a result of necessity. No necessity, hold the business around. Allah.
So, there are some questions that will be taken care of by the colleagues, inshallah. So, I'm not going to offend anybody, but I'm not asking any questions, inshallah.